Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Danny Lohr.
Stews and soups today on Earth Eats, an episode to warm you up on these cold winter days. We've got two recipes. The first, a hearty beef stew for the meat eaters out there, and then a vegetarian-friendly lentil soup. So put on some fuzzy socks, get a fire started, and enjoy. It's wintertime here in Indiana, and cold temperatures are upon us. It's the time of year for building snowmen, for sledding, and also the time of year when people start to get sick. Megan Meyer, you've got a story about an old-fashioned treatment for cold symptoms.
Yeah, Mom was right. When you have a cold, eating chicken soup can be an effective treatment. Research has shown that chicken soup acts as both an anti-inflammatory and a decongestant. Scientists at the University of Nebraska tested the effectiveness of canned chicken soup versus homemade. And while homemade soup may be tastier, they found that either type can help to ease your cold symptoms.
You know, if you have a great chicken soup recipe out there in podcast land, send it to us, eartheats@gmail.com. You know, it's not just cold out there. It's windy, too. I'm happy to hear, Megan, that researchers are coming up with new ways to turn these bitter wind gusts into energy.
That's right. Fluid dynamicists at Caltech are observing the behavior of schooling fish and cycling teams to develop ways to make wind energy more efficient.
What it would allow is that for the same amount of land, you'd be able to get a significant amount of power, more so than what we can now.
That's Robert Whittlesey. He's working with John DeBeery to design ways to use wind turbines more effectively.
So there are these vertical axis wind turbines, and they're different because instead of spinning around like a clock, they actually spin on their end. Imagine like a top.
So the members of a cycling team position themselves in respect to one another to be more aerodynamic as a group. That's precisely what scientists are trying to do with these vertical axis turbines.
They're a little different, and so actually they're less efficient individually, but these configurations that we play around with suggest that we could get great improvement.
Great improvement in capturing energy from the wind over what is currently possible. Whittlesey says having turbines that spin on their ends also allows for many more of them to be packed into a smaller area, which is great for more densely populated areas.
Location is important because you incur a lot of difficulties with transporting energy. That's why it's better to have energy closest to where you're using it.
You can view photos of these new turbines in action on our website, eartheats.org.
If you like stories like this, you can follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just look for Earth Eats. Earth Eats news correspondent Megan Meyer, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
All right, it's stew day here at Earth Eats. Chef, what do we have in store for our listeners?
Well, when it's so cold and crisp outside, there's nothing as welcoming as a nice big bowl of hearty stew. Mm-hmm. That's simple and comforting, nothing too fancy. And I think that's what stews are about. It's about home cooking at its best.
On Earth Eats, we present a lot of dishes that are vegan, vegetarian friendly. But I'm really happy to see a big bowl of meat in front of me. This is for the carnivores out there today.
Absolutely. You could do this with different types of meat. Today we're using a raw brisket, a beef brisket. Then you really want to use one of the tougher muscles because you're going to stew it for 2 or 3 hours. So we've got these nice big hunks of meat. You want them about an inch, and a half inch to an inch cubes. I'm going to season this. I've got some of my au poivre blend, which is a mixture of 5 peppercorns, fennel seeds, and coriander seeds, but you could use just cracked black pepper or spices that you like. I'm going to season this with a little bit of salt. Okay, and what that's going to do is it's going to start bringing the moisture to the surface of the meat, and then we're going to toss it in the flour. And this is going to enrobe the beef, and it's going to give it a really nice color when we sear it. Also, the flour, as it cooks, it's going to thicken the liquids that we add later. And that's what's going to give your stew that nice, rich viscosity. Okay, we have a little bit of oil. Okay, I'm just adding this. You can hear it sizzling. This would be almost like making a bœuf bourguignon, which is a classic French beef stew that Julia Child was very famous for. I think she had like a 4-page recipe for it.
That's right.
Let's shake it around a little bit. We don't want anything to burn. We're also letting that flour cook, which you don't want to have a real kind of pasty-tasting stew, which if you just threw some white flour in there, what we're doing is we're actually making a roux, and it's equal parts of flour and fat, usually butter. But we're making that just in the pan with this, using the meat fats, the olive oil that I put in there, and the flour that we rolled the meat in. You want to get that nice, what they call in French, a fond, and that's what the brown color is giving you. It's giving you that kind of rich, nutty, toasty flavor that you want. And give it the time. This is one of the most important parts of making a stew, is this browning and this caramelization. Okay, once we have the meat all nicely caramelized, we're going to add our nice big chunky onions.
And we got the carrots.
Okay, we've got some nice big chunky carrots. Again, rustic cut. And you can use whatever you have. You could use all different kinds of root vegetables, celery root, parsnip, turnips would be great in here. I'm going to put a couple orange peels in there. It's going to give it a kind of a unique flavor. And you do want to salt your stew at the beginning, because you want that salt to be absorbed into the meat. Okay, I'm going to throw in a couple bay leaves, and of course some whole cloves of garlic.
Your favorite.
Okay, now we're going to add some red wine. Okay, and we're going to cook this until the red wine evaporates, and then we're just going to top it with a little bit of water, just so everything kind of bobs in there like they're treading water. And then stew it until it's tender, about 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Through the magic of radio, we fast forward. It's got a nice thick consistency to it.
Nice, and you see the big chunks of beef in there, the potatoes, which we added in the last half an hour cooking, and the onions and everything. It's all kind of melted down to a nice sauce. All right, so we're going to take some buttered noodles, whatever you have. You could use spaghetti or egg noodles. Okay, we're going to dish out some of that nice chunky stew. Okay, we're just going to top that with a little bit of really coarsely peasant-style cut parsley.
Oh, it looks delicious.
Perfect thing for a cold, blustery winter afternoon.
This is a great recipe to make for a group of friends. It yields about 1.5 gallons of stew. If you'd like to become our friend, find us on Facebook. Now, a recipe that's warm and hearty and vegetarian-friendly, too. You're using lentils to make something warm and tasty for these increasingly cooler days. What is a lentil, anyway?
Well, lentils have been grown for 13,000 years, about. A lot of people have been eating them ever since then. A lot of times it happened in the Middle East and North Africa that they would cook them with barley and other grains and make a real nutritious kind of mush to eat.
Well, I know lentils are a favorite of my vegetarian friends out there because they're a really fantastic source of protein. But you have to know a little bit to get all of the protein out of lentils.
Well, you always want to do food combining when you're trying to make a perfect protein. So, you know, you think about those cultures that had a lot of vegetarian dishes, like the Mexicans. They always had the corn, the beans, the rice. And when you combine all those together, then you get a perfect protein, and that gives you a lot of nutritional value.
Are you ready to make some soup?
Yes.
We're going to do a yellow lentil soup today. And in the recipe, it does call for some stock, but you could just as easily use water. So if you want to make it vegetarian, you can use water. If you want to make it vegan, you don't have to put the sour cream or yogurt in at the end if you don't want to. All right, so we're going to get started by adding the extra virgin olive oil to our pot and quickly following it with the chopped garlic. Okay, and you're looking for that kind of roasty, toasty aroma to come through. The garlic will just start to turn a little bit brown, and that's when you want to have your other vegetables ready, because you don't want that garlic to burn or it will get bitter. All right, so we've got our onions. You know, I don't know if everyone can afford it in their household, but it's always great to have one piece of equipment, and that's called a sous chef. All right, so
you've got like 6 or 7 of those around here.
Yeah, we've got quite a few around here. So it makes it a lot easier. You can just start, you know, you arrive and everything's ready for you.
You know, you've got a young niece or nephew wandering around. Put them to work, right?
Absolutely. All right, we're just going to stir those around, coat them with that oil and garlic mixture. Okay, we're going to toss in the carrots, tomatoes. Okay, and then we've got our red lentils. Lentil actually comes from the word lens, and these look like little eye lenses. Okay, I'm adding some water. You see all those nice veggies in there. We're going to bring that to a boil. The other things that you could add to this, if at this point, if you'd like, you could throw in a bay leaf, some rosemary. You know, there's lots of ways that you can dress this up. They could throw some crab meat in this, which would be great. Some shrimp. You could always put a little bowl of bacon out there. People could sprinkle some bacon. They could put some sour cream on top of it when it's done. You know, use the recipe as a guideline, but don't act like you're reading the Bible. All right, I'm going to finish by adding a little bit of the chili powder and then some salt. We're going to cover this, bring it to a boil, and let it simmer for 20 minutes. And you got soup.
But you don't just need to make a soup if you want lentils. You can use lentils in any number of different ways.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are so many different types of lentils as well. One of my favorite are the lentilles de Puy, which are the French green lentils that grow in a volcanic area of France. And they've just got this really deep flavor that you can use with anything. I love to toss the lentilles de Puy, but you could use any type of lentils with some walnut vinaigrette. Makes a really nice salad. I like to combine lentils with fish because then you get kind of that surf and turf. And then you can use things like dal, which are the Indian lentils. They're a great item to have in your pantry, especially if you have gluten problems, because you can substitute a lot of wheat products with lentils and make breads and all kinds of things. So it's great for those kind of people that have issues with wheat and gluten.
Both the lentil soup and the beef stew recipes are available to print from our website. See photos and archived episodes there as well. EarthEats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop. Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.